Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Friday afternoon, we do it on Mondays at this time as well. We visit with Frank Cusimano from KSEK. He's with us this afternoon. We got a big series with the Yankees in town at Busch Stadium. How are you, Frank?
Good to be with you, Mark. Yeah, I think it's it doesn't have quite the luster of the 64 World Series. However, they are the Yankees. They are the winningest team in the history of baseball. We are second in World Championships with 11. And there could be a special moment. He's not going to start tonight, but he says he's available to play. When Paul Goldschmidt comes to the plate, no matter how many people there are in that stadium, it's going to be a great moment because he was a great Cardinal.
Yeah, I'm going to the game tonight, and I hope I get to experience that. He has a knee injury. He got a little banged up, so that's why he's not starting. But there is at least a little hope that we might see him this weekend.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Mark, as you know, if the Cardinals are giving people like Aaron Miles and Skip Schumacher standing ovation, the place will just go berserk for a guy who was the best player in baseball and won the MVP one season for the Cardinals. And is the ultimate, like, team guy, humble. He was kind of a dull interview. It's because he was just so humble, and he didn't want to ever talk about his greatness.
So, speaking of greatness, the Yankees, the Dodgers in the same camp, expected to be great with hundreds and hundreds of millions of payroll, but the Yankees struggling in their division right now. Toronto leads the way, and I think the Yankees are like 6.5 back.
Yeah, and they're right now clinging to the third and final wild card playoff spot. Can you imagine if they don't make it and then the Reds catch the Mets or the Cardinals catch the Mets and those two payrolls are not in the postseason? That would just be crazy.
Well, and the other thing that happened this week is we know we win the series against the Dodgers, you win the series against the Cubs, and then the Rockies come to town and you just seemingly can't get any runs in. How many players that they, you know, leave on base in a couple of those games. So maybe they get back on track and they win this. We are how far out now in the wild card, the Cardinals?
We are actually, the Mets lost last night, so okay. We're still only 3.5 out as we speak.
Okay, so that's, you know, that's realistic. I'm sort of in the camp that says, I don't know what's going to happen. I'd like to see them play well, and I'd like to see them win tonight because I'm going to the game. But look, the reality is we're playing for the future at this point.
Yeah, I want to have Ethan double-check it if he can. It's either 3.5 or 4.5. I know the Mets lost last night, so we're still within striking distance at the bottom line.
City SC is in Chicago, I believe, tomorrow night.
Yeah, you know, Mark, I went out there yesterday, and this David Critchley is like a cross between Norman Vincent Peale and Tony Robbins. He is the most positive guy you could ever meet. And I asked him point blank, I know you're the interim head coach, but do you ever think about the permanent spot? Now, most guys would just duck that question and say, no, all I'm worried about is Chicago on Saturday. And he said, I'd be lying to you if I told you I haven't been thinking about it. And, you know, before he got there, they won 2 games. He's won 3. Now, his record is not glitzy. It's 3-6-1. But he has players that are healthy now. They're coming off a tremendous game last Saturday against Nashville, one of the best teams in the league. They got up to a 3-0 lead. Man, if they could go on a little bit of a run here, Critchley has a chance to keep his job.
Frank, I'm so excited. I think I told you this the other day. I'm a football guy. I'm an NFL guy. I love college football. Mizzou opens the season 2 weeks from last night. We're getting real close to Mizzou football.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, the biggest question in the state right now is who's going to be the quarterback. Mark, we sent one of our reporters down there, Corey Miller, and you get to watch a little bit of practice. And he said Sam Horns is throwing the ball better.
Wow.
And look, this Central Arkansas, it may be a situation where he doesn't even have his decision made by then, and he plays both of them. Or maybe if Horns the starter, Prabula's a better runner, you put in some packages where you highlight, you know, Prabula's athleticism. But it wouldn't shock me one way or the other, but people who thought when they gave Prabula $1 million, it's his job, they're wrong. Remember, Sam Horn in high school was the MVP on a team when Travis Hunter was his teammate. He's electric in terms of talent, throws a baseball 98 and can really throw a football too, and he's finally healthy.
Hey, Frank, Ethan here. You know, back-to-back years now, the AP preseason poll coming out that or Mizzou not in it this year, back-to-back 10-win seasons. Were you surprised by that?
Yeah, a little bit. In fact, I think that's only the sixth time in history that a team has had back-to-back double-digit win seasons and not been in the, you know, the AP top 25.
Wow.
But with that said, a preseason ranking and a dollar will buy you a Kit Kat. It
sure
means nothing. If Mizzou comes flying out of the gates and is 4-0 after they beat South Carolina, they're going to be way high up on those rankings.
I am interested in this quarterback situation because you're right. The assumption is when the kid leaves Penn State for Beulah, you think, well, he's the guy, right? He's the starter. And I have heard, and I know you've been tracking this, that the competition is heated up. We've never really seen, you know, Sam Horn, how many games has he even started? Just a couple of games. He hasn't really played very much. So it will be interesting because he's a very talented athlete. I don't know what to expect. I just know you got to win these games early in the season or everything else is off the table.
Yeah, you know, Mark, we always point to that South Carolina game because that would set you up to be undefeated when Alabama comes to town. I think UMass is in between. But I'll tell you, game two, if they would have happened to get beat by Kansas at home,
that's bad.
Well, you talk about deflating, which I don't think they will. I know, Mark, there's one guy you got to keep an eye on. He's going to be their best player this season, I believe, is Ahmad Hardy, the running back. You've heard of him. Louisiana Monroe, 1,300 rushing yards. Drink is gushing about him. I mean, this guy has a chance to really be special.
What's coming up on Sports Plus on Sunday night?
We are going to have an unbelievable show. Bradley Beal, one of the great players to ever come out of St. Louis, a three-time All-Star. We're going to give you his story, his life story in St. Louis and where he stands now. We are also going to talk with Eli Drinkwitz. We're going to sit down for a one-on-one interview, and we are talking one-on-one with Ali Marmol to get his take on his squad and what his relationship is like with the new guy.
Ethan's gotten to know Ali a little bit here pretty well. You were telling me this earlier, and you love him, don't you?
I have so much respect for Ali Marmol, and I think he has gotten a really bad rap. And he's so good with the media. He's honest, which I think you don't get some people, managers, that are as candid as he is in the game today. And he's very patient despite a lot of frustration over these last couple of years. Yeah, I love the way that Ali has handled the last couple of years.
Yeah, and I think his relationship with Chaim Bloom is pretty good. I just think if you look at this roster and you look at their wins and losses, I don't know many managers that would have more wins with this squad.
Yep. Good point. All right, Frank, hey, have a great weekend. We'll see if the Cardinals can win this series. I'm looking forward to seeing some baseball tonight. We will talk to you on Monday afternoon.
All right, sure. Thank you.
All right, take care. Janie, have big weekend plans or not?
Not really. I mean, we're going to Glacier National Park
next week
on Sunday.
Will you be, will you be here on the Roundtable Friday or not?
Yep.
Okay, so you're going for like a quick jaunt.
Yep. And so there'll be horseback riding and hiking, and we're going to do a sunset.
Sounds
like
miserable.
Boat. Yeah, it's sad,
terrible.
Isn't it?
That's
I've
too
never
bad.
Been to Montana.
You poor lady.
I've never been to Montana.
What if I
either.
Don't come back?
Well,
then I'll let you know.
It's amazing. I went last fall.
Everyone says it's incredible.
Beautiful.
Buy a ranch there so we can all come visit.
Oh my
gosh.
I'm all for that.
Yes.
We should have a compound.
Isn't that where Kevin Costner has his place? A lot of the Hollywood people have it somewhere
I've
out
met
there,
him
right?
And he
Wyoming,
loved me,
Montana.
So
he
I
did.
He did.
Did
you
love
know
you.
That he did.
I know.
And he was just adorable. And
all right.
So
he
I
was.
Could do that.
Well, have a great weekend. We're
you
coming
too.
Back. Ethan's going to hang in here with me. We're going to talk to Scotty Warman about some Cardinal stuff. Coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com. Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.